Rosh Hashanah Perek Dalet Mishnah Vov. Ein Poichasin Me'asor Malchis, Me'asor Zichroinois, Me'asor Shofris. You can't say less than 10 Psukim of Malchis, Zichroinois, and Shofris. We said before in the previous Mishnah, the Mekoros, of where we learn out that all three are important Zichroinois to speak about during the Shemoneh Esrei, which is, goes together with Tekiyah Shofar. And here the number of Psukim is given as 10. That's how Minig Ad Hayom Hazeh. There's any number of remozim in the number 10. Some that are brought down by the Rishonim, the Tesis Yomtiv, the Tiferes Yisrael, Rashi. One is that there are 10 askorois of Hallelujah, Hilul, in the last capital of Tehillim. You'll notice, by the way, that in the Psukim of Shofrois, besides for the 10 Psukim, there's a whole, we go through the whole last capital of David HaMelech, the last capital of Tehillim. And the reason for that is because the whole Seder HaKriyos VaHadiburim that we speak about, the Psukim of Malchias, Zichronis, and Shofrois, are all geboit on the Asor L'Shenis Shel Hilulim. Another remez is the fact that Rosh Hashanah, Hayom Har Asoylam, Hayom Yamud B'Mishpot, Rosh Hashanah, the Mishpot of Rosh Hashanah, and the Yom HaZikaron Rosh Hashanah comes from the fact that it's the Yom of the creation of the world, the day that Adam HaRishon was Nivra. And Memela, the same way the Brias Oilam, we say in the Mishnah and Ovis, is Basar Mamoris Nivra Oilam. So here also we make Asar Mamoris, and the Svarim talk about this on a lot of levels, that our Tefillah, with the 10 Psukim of Malchus Zichronis and Shofris, recreate our standing as Adam HaRishon. Adam HaRishon was created on Rosh Hashanah. He fell. He was chayte on Rosh Hashanah. And our avodah on Rosh Hashanah is to get back to that madreig of Adam HaRishon kain machet. We connect with the basar mamoris nivra olam through the asar psukim of Malchus Zichronis and Shofris. These are just two of the ideas that I mentioned over here in the Mefarshim Afanart. Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri Yoimim Omar Sholosh Mikulon Yotze. Yotze with three. The three, by the way, is spoken about in the Rav, is one from Torah, one from Ksuv, and one from Nevi'im. The way we say the 10 Psukim, we also say the Gemara, Alpi the Gemara, we say 3, 3, 3, and then 1 Mishal Torah. So, Moshal and Malchias, we go straight. After Al-Kain and Kavalachot, we go straight into the Pasuk of Hashem Yimlech Loilam Void, V'Ne'amar. And then we say the Psukim of Tehillim. We preface it by saying, and then the psukim from Ksuvim is always from Tehillim. And then we have the psukim that are said by Nevi'im, Now, the reason why, L'chaira, which should be Teru Nevi'im Ksuvim, not Teru Ksuvim Nevi'im. So, one of the pshatim that's brought in the Mavashim is that Teru refers to the aspect of either Malchus, Zuchens, and Shofris, whatever it is, of Ovar, Tehillim, which is Malava person, B'chol Tzoru, B'chol Simcha, B'chol Matziv, in a person's life, he has a Sefer Tehillim to be Malava him, refers to the Hoive, and V'al Yidei Avodecha Hanavim Kosuv Leimor is always the Psukim that talk about the Nyone, Malchus, Zichronis and Shofris that will be lost at Lovoi. Go through the Psukim, you'll see that's what it is. So, Mama Shalosh Shalosh Mikulin Yotza, we round out the 9, 3, 3, 3, the way we do it, with a tenth of B'tzayir Oschol Kosov Leimor. In Malchias, we say it right after the other 9 Psukim. In Zichronis as well. In Shofris, we say it in the middle of the Elekein Velekei Aviseinu. Not Mavur that way in the Mishnah, but it's an interesting chiluk between the three. In any case, the halach is like Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri that you yoitza with 3-3. B'lamaisa our minig is to say the Ganze 10-10-10. Ein maskirin zikaron malchus v'shofris al peronius. We're trying to mention Zichronis, Malchus, and Shofris that talk about chesed, about connecting to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, about aliyah. Peronius goes against what we're trying to accomplish on Rosh Hashanah. The Rav brings example of this. Another thing the Rav points out is that in Zichronis, we say only psukim of Zichronis of the klal. The zikaron where we're oyla le zikaron lefnei Hashem is as klal Yisrael, not as yichidim. As yichidim, as we say in the davening, we had earlier in the Mishnah in Perek Aleph, there's a tremendous pachar adin that a person has to have to be over as a yochid lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kol b'nei oylem oivim lefonov ki b'nei moroin, the Mishnah tells us in the beginning of the Masechta. And that's a pachad, to stand on our own 2 feet in front of the Rebbein Shalom. The schus that we have, sheyala zichreinenu letoiv in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is when we're connected to the cloud. We're part of Klal Yisrael, which is why our tefillos are not tefillos on a yochid level, they're tefillos on a rabbin level. We saw Salanta is famously quoted as making one of the ikrim of Avodas Yemei Ha'el and Rosh Hashanah Kabbalah to become part of the cloud, to serve the cloud, to do for the cloud, to feel a sense of achrayis for the cloud. Something always to remember. Maschil b'Torah u'mashlim b'Novi. The Seder HaPsukim is u'maschil b'Torah u'mashlim b'Novi. Rabbi Yossi Yomim hishlim b'Torah yotzo. The Gemara Alpia Braisa fixes this lashon, and the nusach, the way to say it is Rabbi Yossi Yomim u'mashlim b'Torah, which is the way we do it. We finish off the 10th pasuk b'Torah. Vim hishlim b'Novi yotzo. Vim hishlim b'Novi yotzo, because the Novi is lost in Lavi, like we said. It's not out of place. If you'd say 4 psukim of Torah and 3 of Tehillim, and then 3 of Nevi'im, you'd be yotzo. But the way we do it, l'chatchila, is 3, 3, 3, and then 1, the finale of 1, is from Torah. Mishnah Zayin. Ho'ivah l'fnei ha'teva b'yomtiv shara shoshana. The one who's ho'ivah l'fnei ha'teva is the lashon of Chazal, in the one who goes to daven Farn Omid on Yom Tov of Rosh Hashanah, Hasheni Matkia, very interesting. By us, Balei Tefila Yom Neroim is one thing. The Bal Teke is something else, a different fach. And the Makri is the Rav, or one of the Chashuvi HaKol. The Mishnah makes part of the Tefila, the same way the Tekiah Shofar is Chazal made together with the Tvila, they're sticking over here where the Tkiah Shofar goes together with the Tvila. The Lashon of Chazal over here is Hasheni Matkia. Interesting Lashon. Doesn't mean blowing, and it doesn't mean being the Makri. It means the second Bal Tvila, i.e. the Bal Tvila of Musiv, is the one who creates, who's Goyrim the Tkiah Shofar. That means Tkiah Shofar in a nutshell. Tkiah Shofar is between Shachus and Musiv. But it's really not. It's part of Musaf. The way we blow the first 30 tekiyas before Musaf. It's not between Shachas and Musaf. It's shayich to the Musaf. Hasheni matkia. U'bishasa halal. The Mishnah just points out another place where you have something, a separate mitzvah, which is a mitzvah that also goes together with tefillah. It's a separate mitzvah. Saying halal on Yom Tov is a mitzvah derabbanan. And the Mishnah sticks in also, it's between Shachas and Musaf, it's neutral. Maybe you have a third Bal Tvila. Did anybody ever walk into a shul and have a Bal Shachris, a Bal Halal, and a Bal Musaf? No. The Bal Shachris davens Halal. You always say, the person goes up to Dami Yom Tov for the Amid, he's Dami Halal for the Amid. B'Shas HaHalal, HaRishon, Makres HaHalal. Whereas Tkiah Shofar is Meshach Shaykh to Musaf, Chazal Shtal Davek Shachris, they Shtal Davek Halal together with Shachris. Now, the real truth of the matter is that we understand better the halal. The halal is shaykh to the shachris. Why? Because why shouldn't it be? First tefillah of the day. You want to put together the mitzvah of halal with tefillah, put it together with shachris. The Gemara calls it zvizim akdim lemitzvah. So the Gemara brings an interesting thing. The Gemara daf lamed beis, which is brought in the Mefarshim. The Yom Tov brings a barichus that there was a shas hashmad in later doiros. You're talking about doiros during the second Beis Hamikdash, maybe it was Tkufas Hayivonim, where there were officers waiting in shul, and they were looking out for the mitzvah of Tkiah Shofar until the sixth hour of the day. So Mela, what they did was, they took what was originally instituted, the Malchus, Zuchonis, Shofaris, and the Tkiah Shofar as part of Shachris, and they turned it into part of Tfilas Musaf. Now, for all time, for the last 2,000 years, we've been doing it as part of Tfilas Musaf. So they kept it that way and sent in the sand. The original minig was that the Iker Tkiah Shofar was by Shachris. They didn't blow 30 Tkiahs before the Tkiahs al Seder HaTfilah. That was Tkiah Shofar. In the sand, when did they make the bracha exactly? That's something that I've never understood. Make a bracha in Milishman Esrei? Maybe. Maybe they made the bracha. As soon as they finished the bracha of Kedushas Hayoim, and Kodal Malchus Imam, the way we paskin, I'll be the Mishnah before. So they made the Baal Tekeh, made the Bracha, and he was Maitzi everybody, Kenzai. A little bit strange, in the middle of Chazos HaShatz to make Brachas. But the way we have it today, Chazal instituted, the Gemara says, Kidei La'arviz HaSotna, a separate Seder of Tkiyah Shofar before Shemoneh Esrei, and with that we make the Brachas. So the Tzura that we have over here, A, was after moving the Tkiyah Shofar from Shachris to Musaf, B, after putting a separate Seder of Tkiyah Shofar before Shemoneh Esrei, the Tkiyah is the Miyushif.